This is Dakota Datebook for March 30th. Wahpeton and Breckenridge had their hands full in 1906 with a typhoid fever epidemic, a rabies scare, and smallpox. Dozens of people fell ill with typhoid fever that winter. Sewage from Breckenridge was blamed for contaminating the drinking water drawn from the Red River. At least four people died. The Fargo Forum reported that Wahpeton's water is about as unfit for drinking purposes as fluid from a cesspool. Hospitalizations soared. More than 90 people were hospitalized in January, February, and March. Some people were sick for as long as 7 weeks. During this week, in 1906, 11 people were reported sick with typhoid. Newspapers advised that boiling or cooking in any form destroys germ life, including typhoid. A lab analysis by a University of North Dakota professor confirmed the presence of deadly bacteria in the river. Wahpeton also had an artesian well, which was found to be pure, but the delivery tank for the well was contaminated. Authorities sterilized the tank with steam, but the typhoid epidemic didn't wane until warmer weather came. City and health authorities plan to sink another well to increase the pure water supply. In the early days of the typhoid outbreak, authorities in Breckenridge, Minnesota, also struggled to contain a siege of smallpox. 30 cases erupted in Richland County, just across the river, but no deaths were reported. Just weeks later, Wahpeton faced a rabies scare attributed to a dog running at large and biting and infecting other dogs. In response, the City Board of Health ordered all dogs to be leashed or restrained with iron or wire muzzles. Strays would be shot. The order lasted 3 months. Richland County health officials made a similar order, and the Breckenridge Board of Health ordered all dogs muzzled for a year. Health authorities that winter distributed several flyers about rabies and typhoid. Wahpeton City Council paid a laborer $14 in March and $2 in April for shooting unmuzzled dogs. A rabid dog rushed a Wahpeton farmer who was coming out of his stable. He fought back and followed the dog to a dump and shot it. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.